The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, thank you so much, Fonda. We got to pay those people more, by the way, that always do the applause and the singing and everything on your team. I really think they're tremendous, Wanda. I want to thank our friends that are listening today. We've got a great show for you today. It's our tech show, so we've got Andre Singh.
Penny, Senny, every day.
Senny like a penny. Senny like a penny. I'll get it right someday, Andres. We also have Michael Beckerman. That was an easy one. Michael is the Michael is the founder and CEO of CRE Tech, the News Fundle, and Atypical. So he's a friend of friends, and welcome to the show. We've got back our tech expert on artificial intelligence, Olivia Ramos. We've got a tremendous show. Stick with us. We're going to talk about how to use real estate property technology to make you more efficient in your work and make your life better every day. Back after this. Wanda, take it away and rock the house. Hi, everybody. You're looking to buy or lease a new car? Well, then you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. That's right. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their great store up in Gainesville that sells Audis and down in Key West. Well, that store sells them all. And what do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And what does that mean? Well, that means that you get complimentary service loaners, dynamic wheel replacement, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offers, the best value guarantee, and of course, you get their 72-hour exchange where you could take 3 full days to make sure you love your Warren Henry vehicle. So you should join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different. Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hi, everybody. That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, I can help you solve your real estate transactions. Who are my two latest clients? The Lennar Corporation and the Related Group. Well, I'll give you the same kind of service that I gave them. My clients are typically local families. I solve their real estate transaction issues all the time. Just got a call. Can you close this loan for me in less than a week? I said, no, but how about 2 weeks? They said, okay, that'll work. And that's what we did. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you, Wanda. We really appreciate it. We're back with our tech program today. We've got Andre Senny on. Senny like a penny. Did I get it right? Oh, I'm learning.
There you go.
I'm learning. I'm real intelligence. The artificial intelligence that our other guest, Olivia Ramos, gives at her company DeepBlock 6 appears to be smarter than me. And Andres, who did you bring to the show today?
So today we're joined by Michael Beckerman, good friend and the biggest, longest time ally I know in the CRE tech base.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, that's two thought leaders. Two thought leaders from the beginning and a thought leader from today. I think I'm all thought leadered up here. So, Andreas, tell me a little bit about what we're going to talk with Michael today.
So I'm so glad Michael could join us today, because his view and what he's seeing straight from the corporate entities on what's coming, what's been, and where we're going is unique and incomprehensible. Siri Collaborative, we're out there, we're working with the market, we're connecting companies and technologies, and Michael is the largest content, data, and event platform. It's the largest growing. So Michael, I really want to turn it to you. You tell us, where are we in your words today?
Well, thank you, Andreas. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, everybody, for giving me the forum today. I'm thrilled to join you, and I'm a big fan of all of you are doing. So appreciate it very much. So I think, you know, if you just took a quick step back, I got into this CRE tech, or CRE tech, as we try and get us known as, in the, say, 2011-12 sector. It was very small. It was very young. We would call this sort of the emerging tech startup community. At that time, say 2012, there was about 50 million invested in this space, about a dozen or so startups. Fast forward today, last year, about 12 billion invested in this space. We track about 4,000 or so startups. And so I'll just tell you, you know, simply you could just, you know, digest that number and understand it's staggering, the amount of growth that's taken place in the commercial real estate tech sector. And it's impacted every aspect of the industry, from office, industrial, retail, hotel, multifamily, brokerage to development, to all the services side. So it's fast and furious, and it's also having a profound impact on creating great efficiency and innovation in the space.
Now, is this being driven, Michael, by the individual real estate practitioners, or is it more being driven by the CRE operating companies, investors? Who's really driving the evolution of technology in commercial real estate?
Well, it's a great question. I think that if you looked at any industry, whether it was fintech or whether it was healthcare, and you ask that question about what's driving this, what's driving the innovation and driving the influx of capital into it, it's going to be the same thing in every instance. It's going to be the consumer or the customer, right? It's the end user. It's the end user that is working in an office building, or it's the end user, you know, that's a tenant or a resident in a multifamily property, or somebody that's experiencing something more. Everybody today wants technology in every aspect of their life. And so it was only a matter of time before it impacted the commercial real estate industry. And those that are embracing it, and my friend Andreas, he's as good as anybody in understanding this, are leading. Those that are not are going to find themselves as the laggards in the next evolution of this industry. But it's definitely coming from the end user.
You know, I see a couple of different types of technology silos, or lanes, if you will. First is the hard assets, the changes that are going on to the physical spaces to accommodate technology. Older buildings may not be able to handle the high-speed internet and different things like that. And the newer buildings are driving it with different technologies that they're incorporating directly. So I think that a lot of different things are happening that way. What's your perspective on that?
Andreas, how about you, man? What do you think?
Yeah.
I don't want to be the one to jump in. Look,
yeah, jump in on this, Andreas.
It's a unified world. The simple fact is I remember CRE Tech when it was 100, 200 people, and now it's well over 1,000 in attendance at these events. As Michael said, the consumers may be driving the change or the need for change. Our end user clients, as a broker, developer, Jim, now you're in finance.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, it's about efficiency for us. And efficiency for us means eliminating timely and costly tasks. And the same is true for building owners, those technologies you speak of. Any way in which we can make things faster, better, smarter, with AI and other things, that's a win. And the people who take advantage of that are going to win more and be ahead of everyone else.
So I have the queen of artificial intelligence. So we are, in fact, making these things faster and better, are we not, Olivia? And how are we doing that?
Absolutely. I mean, at least in our practice, what we're trying to do is expediting the process of looking at a piece of land that now requires architects and analysts and contractors and banks and brokers to all sit around the table and look at the same deal just to see what you can do. That process is taking many weeks, sometimes months, depending on the complexity of the project. With artificial intelligence, we can come up with 10 immediate ideas that would be the highest return on cost or the highest, the lowest rent possible, and you can automate and be efficient about getting the results that you want in seconds, essentially.
And Michael, does this kind of team up with some of the other people that you know that are leading the way in CRE tech?
Well, I'll tell you this, that, and I think your guests are brilliantly articulating it, data and information in the real estate world has always been a laggard.
Yes.
People have always historically, and you all know this, Jim, you're better than anybody, have looked at information as historical perspectives.
Yes.
What all of this artificial intelligence, machine learning, et cetera, is giving people access to is data in real time that they've never had access to. So it's profound in its impact on the commercial real estate industry. And I would say it's probably the most significant trend that we're seeing is that, you know, the amount of data that's available, that is available to such a large swath of people in the sector, it's never been like this before in the history of commercial real estate. So that, I think, is the most important driver right now.
And that's a huge point Michael makes, is data. There's more and more data available, and to Olivia's product and AI, it only works as it gets connected, which is why Creco exists.
You know,
I mean, first the people had to be there, then the technology, and now the data's got to talk.
And let me tell you, we're going to talk about that in the last part of our show when I talk to Olivia after we have to let everybody else go, because you guys all got to leave. Olivia and I are going to talk about how we're going to look forward into the future, look backwards, and make projections using AI. We'll talk about that more. So people, stick with us. Got to do a little teasing. So Andreas, then, you're one of the market leaders and thought leaders in the commercial real estate technology sector. Who are some of the types of people that utilize your technology?
Well, that's very kind, and standing in this group, we're all thought leaders, right? We're all pioneers at different levels. Michael was in before I was. The simple fact is, the people using it are the CRE tech companies. Technology is looking to connect their consumers, or their consumers are looking to connect the technologies. For instance, Agile CRM, connecting to your MLS, connecting to your property database, connecting to your back-end commission software. We are eliminating the timely, costly task of managing and handling your CRE tech needs by being that advisor, that service that connects it all for you, data warehouse.
You did that for me. You did that for me last week when I posted something up on your platform and got a number of calls from people that I hadn't met before. It's a new way for me to meet new people, which I never thought I would do other than handshaking and going to events. But I meet new people now all the time using the technology. And that's sort of what the CRE tech events are all about, is you get people colliding and ideas happening. Is that not true, Michael?
That's exactly it, Jim. We're trying to do what our core mission at CRE Tech, CRE Tech is we're trying to bring innovation to the commercial real estate industry at large, the largest industry on earth as measured by global GDP. How do we do that? We have to connect people, just as Andreas is doing, just like you're doing it, and we do it through our events. But at the core of it is we want to help encourage and foster a new era of innovation in this massive, wonderful industry. So yes, we do it at our events. We've got a big one coming up in New York in October 16th and 17th, in Brooklyn for the first time. So we're very excited. We hope to see you there as well.
So I would love to go. And Andreas, you and I, and of course Olivia could go. What are the types of things that people attending that event would see, Michael? Help me out. I'll give you, promote the event for me.
So what we try and do is we... Understanding this industry that I've been in for 35 years, yes, I'm that old, is that what really motivates and moves others to adopt technology is when they see their peers doing it. So therefore, we tend to put developers, owners, investors, brokerage firms, end users on the stage. So you'll see Michael Rudin of Rudin Management, one of the largest landholders in New York. You'll see Tishman Spire. You'll see Prologis. You'll see Equity Office. You'll see the JLL Spire. Spark. You'll see Fifth Wall, the largest VC in this space. So and Avalon Bay will be there. And so they'll be giving you sort of TED Talks about what they're doing in terms of technology and innovation. So that's on the stage, as well as many, many other amazing speakers, many that I forgot. You'll see 50, 60, 70 booths and exhibits, so you can come and discover and connect with startups and technology providers. We will have meetup areas where you can use our app to set up a meeting with anybody that you want that's attending. And we'll have a VC zone. So if you're a startup and you want to meet with a potential venture capitalist, we'll enable you to do that. All together, in total, we're trying to just create this great two-day experience where we're connecting those that are creating and investing in technology with those that want to adopt and use it.
Oh, that's amazing. Can you guys stick with me and do another segment? Because, my God, we got to drill down a little bit more on that with Michael and Andreas. You barely talked. And, of course, we have the smartest person in the room here with me. So we'll be right back.
It's just spectacular.
Sorry I talked over you, Michael.
Nope, good. Just thanking everybody for the time and opportunity, and you should check out Andreas' site. It's tremendous. And thanks, Andreas, for the opportunity.
Can you stick with us for one more segment, Michael? Are we done with Michael? What's going on, Andreas? You tell me.
No, I thought I was getting kicked off. So I would love.
No.
You got another segment here.
And Olivia, I'm anxious to learn more about what you're doing. So.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit more with Olivia then after this segment. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence. All right, now that's actually great kibitzing. Wanda, take it away. We're going to cover. Right back with some more Freedom Business with great information you can use right now to make yourself more profitable and efficient.
Getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, learning is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car this weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. What's the Warren Henry advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi everybody, looking to finance your hard to finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, the longest running talk show in South Florida. Now back to your host, Jim Freed.
So
amazing.
From the silent guy on the phone, CRE Tech, CRE Collaborative. CRE Collaborator. And Michael, again, thank you for joining us. And you said a lot of great things just now about your show. You've got people on stage talking about capital. You've got people actually investing in capital. People coming to these shows looking forward to deploy and or utilizing tech. It's an incredible time. And what startup isn't looking for capital? I know, you know, even CRE Collaborative has looking for capital partners at this point and others. But what you said is interesting. Each of those names you mentioned, they're now investing huge sums of money into funds to invest in the space. Isn't that right?
You know, I, it's a great question.
Fifth Wall.
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the things that when people tell me, oh, you know, are we in a bubble or is it speculative or whatever, and I say, absolutely not. And I'm not, you know, I'm not naive enough to think that there's not going to be somewhat, you know, fluctuations in the amount of money that's invested. But when you look at where the money's coming from, it's coming from within the industry. So it's
smart
the incumbents
money.
That are investing. It's smart money. Thank you. So there's not a major brokerage firm that's not investing. CBRE, Cushman & Wakefield, JLL, Newmark, Colliers, there's not a major developer that's not investing. Some of these funds that are coming from the developers are massive. You've got a whole angel network of real estate professionals that are investing on the brokerage side, on the service side, on the developer side. So it is here to stay, and innovation is only going to accelerate, in my opinion.
Well, you know, we were talking before the break about talking about artificial intelligence and its impact on the things we were talking about. Go ahead. Tell us a little more, Olivia. And do you have any of these big companies that are investors with Deeplex?
Yes, actually, I wanted to mention how more than half of our investors are in the real estate industry. I mean, locally, we have Arden Carson, Avra Jane, Michael Simpkins, Jeff Miller.
Those are large real estate landholders and investors down here, and Arden Carson's the head of CBRE here locally, just to translate for everybody else.
No, and in fact, some the VCs that have invested in us are all backed, either their LPs or the family funds are all very much involved in real estate. So the industry itself is understanding the need and the future of technology and how it's going to shift.
What's some of the impact that you're bringing artificial intelligence to our industry? So help Michael and his team understand more how we could all work together.
Sure. So what we're moving towards is in two forms. One is optimizing within the building itself to run thousands of options and say, this is the right mix use, this is the right mix of areas in order to get the biggest return or whatever outcome you want to look for. And that's more of a smart constraint, smart search mechanism. The other one is a broader search to run the calculations backwards and knowing the zoning and knowing the market and knowing the demand, then give out the 10 best sites for you to do exactly what you want to do. If you say, I want to do a hotel with these amount of units, what is the property that best fits and that gives me the biggest return for that product type or that size of investment?
Hold on a second, because I thought all you did was analyze a specific property that was given. You're just telling me you were analyzing the market and all the properties in it?
That's what we're moving towards. So once we can, right now you can select any piece of land in over 1,000 cities in the U.S. and analyze a building.
With
Deeplex today. Having that information in every single site, the next step is to run a smart search mechanism that runs all the calculations backwards and gives you the best possible site for what you're looking to build.
Michael, thoughts on that one?
No, I'm jumping in, and I can only jump in courtesy of Michael.
Please.
I mean, here you've got MIT, a good partner, a good friend of Michael's, and I was just at their Boston show, and they're analyzing patterns, buildings, how to make cities more efficient in planning. And their technology blew me away. And this is where I'll let Michael speak to how it dovetails, because I was astounded.
Well, I'm going to be Jim for a second. Well, tell me, what was the thing that impressed you the most, where you were like, wow?
The simple fact of city designers using Legos,
yes,
and augmented reality to redeploy and design cities.
Me too.
And pathways and flows and congestion and utility. Are you kidding?
Me too.
Yeah,
me
but
too.
How about what she just said? How about what she just said, where you can go in? You know, I've had clients come in to me and say, Jim, I want to buy a site. I want to build 300 apartment units. And they go, now go find it to me. It sounds like artificial intelligence just put me out of a job.
Well, it made you a lot faster. That's
made me a lot faster. Okay. Now you know why Olivia is a sponsor on this show. She knows how to make me feel good with this stuff.
Well, I think Olivia And I honestly represents the leading edge of everything that's happening in the Cretech world, which is that you have brilliant people like herself that are using artificial intelligence to help the industry get smarter and faster. And so I would just simply say that what she's doing is cutting edge, it's leading edge, and it's the future of our industry. And professionals need to, you know, look into what her product is, get a demo, try it, adopt it, invest in it, because those that do will be the winners in a very short order. So I couldn't be a bigger fan than I am.
Thank you. Right. Those that adopt are winning. The first to the table always eats best, and that couldn't be more true. Olivia's product and the parallel I was drawing with the MIT, what they're doing is Olivia's got the building and where the building is and what it will be. And then MIT and the city landscapes, these new designers, are redesigning, redeveloping entire communities like what we've got in New York. All functioning on data at the end of the day, which has got to be connected through things like Creco. And at the end of the day, it's all back to basics, because it's all about us real estate professionals, advisors, shaking hands, connecting and sharing knowledge, data, where we can to advance the industry, to advance our own deals, our clients' deals.
Absolutely. And I think something that's super important, especially in CRE Tech and Greco, is the combination and bringing together the startup and the consumer. Because every time we meet a consumer, we completely understand how to refine and make it even better. And so these shows and these events and these platforms that bring us together is also having a huge impact on what we're building.
Well, that sounds like artificial intelligence, only that's the human intelligence learning. That's the same exact thing. You have the experience, and then you put the experience into your thought pattern and modify the way you do things. That's what an early adopter is all about. And when I say early adopter, I'm back to Michael. So Michael, tell us a little bit more about your conference, because there are people that have probably tuned in a little bit early, a little bit later, missed the beginning. You've got this big conference coming up in October. Please tell us a little bit more about it and who can attend and what they'll learn.
Thanks, Jim. So what we've done is when we first started building Cretech, we would go out across the country to where people asked us to go. So we found ourselves in Chicago, in Atlanta, in Miami, San Francisco, LA, Austin, et cetera, et cetera. But as the crowd started growing, we realized we couldn't do this anymore in a few hours. So we had to put this together in 2 days. So we said we were going to do a conference on the West Coast in LA, which we already had this year, and one on the East Coast in New York, which will be in Brooklyn this year. And so it's over 2 days, and you'll have speakers, for the largest landlords in the country, like Prologis, Brookfield, Tishman Speyer, Avalon Bay, Rudin's. You'll have the biggest investors in the space, like Fifth Wall and many, many others. You'll have WeWork there talking about their strategy. So you'll have a stage where there'll be constant programming over 2 days. You'll have 50, 60, 70 exhibitors. There'll be startups that you can discover. We'll also have meeting spaces for people to be able to book private meetings using our app with anybody who's attending. And we expect about 2,000 people at the Brooklyn show. And there'll be a VC zone where you can, if you're a startup and you want to meet with the VC and pitch them, you'll be able to do that too. So over 2 days, it'll be the largest commercial real estate tech conference in the world, convening in Brooklyn, October 16th and 17th.
Where do they get info?
Cretech.com.
There you go. Well, give me all the details. You led me to the water, but you didn't tell me how to drink.
I understand. That's why I'm not in charge of sales, because I suck at it.
Hey now. I think you're pretty good. So Andreas, it looks like we're doing this in an analog, the old fashioned way, bringing everybody together. It sounds like the radio show is sort of like what Cretech is what Creco is doing. Creco put us all together today. You get the final word on this, Andreas.
Connectivity is the final word. People shaking hands, technology shaking hands. That's CRE disruption and revolution and evolution. And that's what we're about. Everybody on this call is here to help evolve. And that only happens the more hands we shake, the more data we exchange. And that's CRE Collaborative's mission, is to help you own your data, connect your data. And if you don't know what data is or where you should or what you should be using, we'll help you there too.
Well, listen, I want to thank everybody. Again, I want to thank so much Michael for being here. Michael, you get one last shot at
this.
Thank
you. I think what Andreas just said is this is what we do every day. I thank you for the opportunity to be on your wonderful show and your program, and you're helping us immensely, more than you realize, in all that you do for our industry. It's why we named you one of the most important influencers in our sector, and I thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much, and I want to thank Sarah and Malcolm and the rest of your team. We look forward to continuing to build our relationship with you, Atypical, and the rest of your team. We'll be back with more of Andreas and Krekko, and I think we're even going to be able to get Olivia to stick on with us about artificial intelligence as we continue this week's Cretech.
There you go.
You got me. I'm evolving. Michael, thank you so much. Wanda, take it away. Everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car this weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. What's the Warren Henry advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Time for another millennial moment.
If I had a dollar for every time a baby boomer complained about millennials, I'd have enough money to buy a home in the housing market they ruined.
And that was today's millennial moment. You ever get the feeling we're doomed?
Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
And we are back with more of our Cretech. We're back with our Cretech show. Thank you to Michael Beckerman for a quote, giving us the quote on what we're going to call it. We're back with Andreas Seni. All right. Twice in a row.
Now we got it.
All right. Andreas Seni with Krekko. We're also here with our artificial intelligence expert, Olivia Ramos.
Hi.
And who else do we have, Andreas? You're going to introduce our other guest.
That's right. So I'd like to welcome back Patrick Wong, who's somewhat famous in your parts down there in Miami. Patrick works with us. He's our client success officer over here at Siri Collaborative. He is the go-to on how to handle the end users in the industry. And Patrick, you need no introduction in Miami. Your recent awards there through other startups and all your work. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Andreas, thank you. First, Jim, thank you for having me on your show. What a great honor. Thank you so much. And if I can, first I want to say a big hello to all the great and beautiful people at Miami Commercial and the Miami Associations of Realtors. You guys, bunch of great, excellent professionals who know your market, and I got to work with so many of you from Miami Commercial members over the years that I'm never going to forget it. And then so many professionals that took the time to work with me to learn about Real Connects and giving us that 2017 Commercial Product of the Year Awards. It was amazing. It's just a big thank you, the experience I'll never forget. And thank you again. And Jim, thank you again for having me on your show. What a great honor. Just so
always a pleasure, Patrick. You know we love you guys. So let's talk a little bit about what we can do with Patrick. Andreas, go right ahead. Go for it.
So luckily for me, I met Patrick years ago, and Patrick works with me at CRE Collaborative, taking those real estate professionals, connecting them to their end needs through our platform, being that support resource, as well as helping evolve the product itself. He's been instrumental in our growth and instrumental in other platform growth, technology growth across his career. And he's the guy on the other end of the phone, one of the guys.
Actually, he's really helped me a lot with my ability to execute on your platform, so I want to thank Patrick directly for that.
Thank you, Jim. Jim, it's like you said in previous shows, you know, the real estate industry is all about building relationships, shaking hands. Andres mentioned that as well, your meeting and networking. So you don't want to spend all those hours and hours a day in front of your computer. And in previous broadcasts, you also mentioned, you know, you just don't like to have to sign on to your Facebook or your CoStar or whatever different sites that you have to log on to check every day. You just don't have the time because trying to get a deal done. And CR Collaborative, that's what that is data and technology market network, right? Just think of it as a universal connector to commercial real estate companies, products and services, aggregating commercial real estate data all on one platform with different providers. And that's what really it's all about, because you're trying to get those transactions, you need the details, but you need to shake hands, and you don't want to spend all that time in front of Facebook or whatever technology.
LinkedIn, CoStar, the others.
It's
and then
impossible.
That
can't do it
enables
enough.
Olivia and Deep Blocks and those technologies to then work and get even faster and even smarter. I mean, it's just a natural collaboration. Yeah, Crackro.ai, it's that simple for us, at least on our side.
So
Patrick,
what's the number one thing that you assist the people? I called in, Andres put me in touch with you. What are you usually helping people do?
Well, just like you, trying to get a deal done, right? And you have all these different platforms you're using, and you're frustrated because you have to log into this and that. You're trying to find that one platform that can help you search, network, and promote. And then that's what CR Collaborative does. 2016 to 2018, so many companies failed, right? The biggest being Realty Shares and then Xceligent, right? And then all these other platforms that are now buying each other out, trying to get to this 2.0 technology. Moody acquiring Reese, for example, the data provider. It's all about getting data so you can search, network, and promote all on one platform, so you can save time and just go back to working your clients, the people that you work with every day, shaking hands and just trying to get funding or getting a deal done. Because that's the biggest part of real estate. It's just the real estate market is working to get that deal done, right? That takes time. If you can sit in front of the computer all day, you're just not going to have that. And also cost, right? Using that CoStar, using those big brands, right? They're so expensive. And what CRE Collaborative does is it helps you save money because it's a network of all these different technology markets. That's what we do, a technology market platform, right? So we're connected. We have all these different partnerships. You don't have to log in to five or six different sites a day. You're saving time and just getting back to search, network, and promote what you're looking to do every day.
Right. Exactly right. It's getting you back to what you do best, Jim. On your show, it's all about you, the consumers. In real estate, it's all about getting the deal done, shaking hands. And Crackro eliminates the wasted time, effort, and space that the majority of the market, 4.4 million of them, spend trying to figure it out. And if they're not trying to figure it out, they're not evolving into the space. And that's your brokers, investors, lenders, real estate professionals. You know, they're bombarded. There's 6,800 technologies today. There were only 300 6 years ago. So now you've got to wade through, and as your term, data arbitrage. How do you know what to use, when to use it? You don't. You come to a company like ours, or you hire a CTO for what they deserve, an exorbitant amount. Use us, we'll connect your data, we'll put your technology stack together, manage it for you, or hire an internal CTO and we'll work with them.
And that's the great
technologies
point.
Like Deep Blocks are born. Go ahead.
And that's the point. There's hundreds of competitors out there, right? The question is, what are you going to use? 3 to 4 years ago, it was all about disrupting the market. And then you started hearing the terms all-in-one, and people just didn't know what to do. There's just so many to log in, so many dudes. They were like, oh, you have to compete and sign on to 10 different platforms, but you don't have to, right? That became kind of obsolete now. People are realizing, hey, I just need a place that I can access all the data, all the tech that I'm using, all the different plugins that I'm using to get my work done. Just in one platform so I can save time, and that's what CRE Collaborative does. The word collaborates right in there, right? You have all these different platforms. You don't no longer have to sit there and pick and choose who you want to work with. We have so many connections. We probably have one that you're already using. Just come on in, search, network, and promote, and with all the technologies you're using already, you don't have to go jumping around, spending all that money, and getting lost out there with all different competitors.
So basically what you do then is you put together a technology package for each firm. I know that Olivia had a question. Olivia, go.
Yeah, Patrick, I was wondering if you can share, what do you think is the biggest pain point within getting a deal done that has gone through Greco?
Yeah, it's going through all the noise, right? What Greco does is it helps you narrow that noise down. Everyone claims when you're looking for funding that they know who you touch for. But in order to reach them, let me, get this person or log into here, or you have to submit it through there. You have to jump through hoops is basically what I'm saying. And in Greco, it's just one hoop. You don't have to log into this platform. Someone's going to go to, previously defunct Realty Shares, for example. That's where you're going to get your 506C investors, right? And then come back and then log into this one to post the deal up. By the time you're done, you already spent hours in. You're basically worn out. Why put yourself through that? Use Siri Collaborative. Just get up there.
So it's really about setting up your plan of action. That's really painful right now because there's so many options and there's so many different competitors in the market. And so what you guys do is sort of streamline and you tell people what you need at which stage of the project.
Well, it's also network as well, because right now everyone's using LinkedIn and Facebook still, right? That's still the primary one. But if you're looking around for real estate funding, Facebook and LinkedIn can only take you so far as what's in your network, and then you got to sit there and be friends with, you hope to be friends, have a second connection, the third connection. I mean, my God, by the time they answer you, you're already 2-3 weeks in. Some people may never answer back. So you have to cut through that. You have to cut through that and get done faster.
Yeah.
And that's the number one complaint is people keep telling me, I don't want to sit through this BS anymore, Patrick. I use CoStar, just an example, how expensive it is. A lot of people sign up. And then you get those people who sign up and they don't log in. Then the bills rack up and they're wondering, what is this technology doing? Well, if the cost is low enough, you don't have to worry about the tech. You have to worry just focused on search, network, and promote.
See, let me give you an example. Patrick, let me jump in here for a second. I recently have a very interesting, technically difficult project that I've been trying to finance. I put it up on Greco. Andres helped me send it to, what was it, about 90 different lenders, Andres?
That's right.
And then you get qualified responses back from people that are specifically looking in their inbox for your request. And these were people that I didn't know. So the technology introduced me to people I didn't know.
Well, and it introduces or helps you leverage. It helps you leverage the people you know, the technologies you have. If you're already using X, Y, and Z. But guess what? You're wasting time switching back and forth between that and your other systems. Your data lives with you. You own it. You cultivate it. It has a value. When you transact a deal, the data grows in its value. And that value should pass deal to deal and stay with you. That data is digital oil. It is currency of the next generation of real estate, just like any other industry. And Greco allows you to hold it, host it, own it, and we'll help introduce you to the places that will make deals easier. To Olivia's question, to the point was, what's the biggest pain point? The biggest pain point today is multi-tenanting, is wasting time. How much time do you waste searching for an answer in any aspect of a deal? Your AI technology is there to tell them the answer on what they could build.
Right.
But they don't even know that your technology exists, whereas my technology exists to say, hey, this is the technology that exists to help you at every stage. By the way, let's just connect the data behind the scenes. So now instead of actually re-entering the data, you're just searching, networking, and promoting all in real time, all out of the gate, with less effort and without the technology trap.
If people want to get more information on Greco, Andres, how do they do that? Because we're running out of time on this segment, and then I want to focus a little bit more on the AI and have you on with me when we're talking to Olivia as well. So how do people get to Greco AI?
It's crecollaborative.com or creco.ai. Log in, we're there. The support is there 24/7 through chat, through email. We are your technology advisors. We're a technology advisory service, a team with a platform to enable that service.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for bringing Patrick.
Thank you so much, Jim, for having me on. What a great honor this was. And thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's our pleasure, Patrick. Thank you for answering all my dumb questions.
No, no dumb questions. Only good questions.
I know. The only dumb question is the one that doesn't get asked. And there we go. Thank you so much. Stick with us, everybody. We're going to be talking with Olivia about some of the artificial intelligence improvements that we're going to be making to the show. And Andres, maybe you want to stick around and hang out with us. What do you think?
Absolutely. I'm here to learn about the weather.
All right. Thanks for teasing it. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the real estate weather report right after this. It's something that's going to change your life for the better.
Singing freedom, 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 freedom.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car this weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. What's the Warren Henry advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful. You're smart. You are awesome. And you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting. Be strong. Be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, as always, Wanda and everybody. I want to thank everybody. We're doing our CreTech. Is that the way Michael calls it, Andres? CreTech?
CreTech.
All right. We're renaming
it. CreTech on tech.
That's what we're doing. We're here with Andres Seni. That's three times in a row I got it. I think I may have it now, Wanda. Yay. All right. And only after how many, 5 years? I don't know how long. And then we're also here with the smiling and beaming Olivia Ramos, our artificial intelligence expert. Welcome back to the show, the founder of DeepBlocks, Olivia Ramos.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, Andres, let's give a little bit of time here to Olivia. Olivia, we've been talking a little bit about, we're going to do a weather report. Now, what does that really mean? What are we going to be doing here?
Well, actually, it started because I was showing Jim the data that we were collecting from our consumer product. This product is being used by property owners, by people who are just curious about what you can build on any piece of land, by a lot of brokers and sales associates and developers. And it tells you what you can build. So now we're gathering a lot of data of where people are interested in building, and it looks a lot like the weather. It's a heat map, and it moves over time, just like the clouds, and we're able to see small storms in certain areas. We're able to see where it's spreading and where it's moving, and we can start to see sort of where the interest in the real estate is. And this is happening in about 1,100 cities, but for the show, we'll be focusing on Dade County, maybe Broward.
South Florida. That's great. Andres, you think that sounds interesting?
Well, yeah. So what you're saying is instead of a flash flood to avoid, you're talking flash investments, time to buy in. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we're not telling people what to do with that information. We're just showing people where there is a hot area, where there's sort of like precipitation, and where you can start to look and see what's going on in the area and why people are interested.
You know, it's really interesting because all these, I think it's once a quarter, you get what's the emerging markets and for all of these different events. And that's what this is. We're using artificial intelligence to scrape the searches that people are doing to see what they want to invest in and what they're looking at. And then we can say, hey, check it out. This seems like an interesting neighborhood. That's what it's all about. Is it not, Olivia?
Absolutely. And we're going to do it on a weekly basis, so you don't have to wait that long to see what's going on. And for example, last week, there was a lot of movement around the Miami World Center site. And that's obvious because it's such a prominent project. It's about to be finished. There's about to be people moving in. So there's a lot of interest looking around the area to see if what else can be done and what could be a complementary project or development with such a large project coming on board.
So that's really interesting because it would seem that people would not necessarily be looking at that location, but I would think that once it hits the news and they had a transaction there last week, that that would prompt people to check it out. And so then it's sort of like a leading indicator.
Sure. It's another view. It's another view. And it could be, it doesn't have to be there. It's not necessarily real estate developers looking at it. It's everyone looking at this neighborhood now, Park West.
Now, another thing, Andreas, is that as people look into Creco AI, AI being the operative term, I got to believe that there's got to be some really interesting and intuitive things that your system does that are somewhat artificial intelligence related also. What about that?
And that's just it. You're talking about intelligence in real time. I can't, as a human, factor what her company, DeepBlocks, and others are generating. She's talking about an alert, and as I understand it, of a market saying, hey, this is a hot market. And I mean that in a way that's never been said before. A hot market before was 30 days, 60 days, 90 days worth of data collection. You weren't ahead of it. What Olivia is referencing, as I understand it, is, wait a minute, in real time, permit approved, let me go call as an investor or an owner or a broker or a developer or a lender. Let me look at the surrounding buildings and see where I can make some opportunities, where I can connect some deals.
Right.
And that's the beauty of technology today is there's technology at your fingertips that can enable you to go get as much business and generate as much return as possible. If you're not lazy and you're smart. The key being smart, using technology like AI, like other technologies, DeepBlocks included, clearly.
Absolutely. And something else that we're going to do in the weather report is we're going to choose an area that's hot, and we're going to be able to tell you through the DeepBlocks technology what is existing in that area and what is the potential buildable area. So you can get an idea of what kind of size people are looking into it to build in that area. And that's really interesting.
Wow, that's fascinating. So there's a whole bunch of opportunities, especially for somebody like me who's really development oriented, to be able to take a look at everything and see what could be coming, what would be complementary to that. I think complementary really helps. And I think it ties in with what you were talking about with the guys at MIT. They're looking to plan entire cities. This helps me take advantage of that opportunity that may be there sometime in the future.
Right, because we could say, well, it's a total area of X amount of square feet. But what is the average size? So if you're an investor and you want to invest $20 million versus a billion, it would make a big difference of what the average size in the hot area is. That means you have to buy several sites, or one site will be enough for you.
Yeah, well, that's driven by the submarket. You're going to find different information in the high-density urban core than you will next to the protected neighborhoods that abut the urban core. I think that's intuitively, I don't want to say obvious, obvious.
Actionable intel.
There you go.
Here's the term. You're providing actionable intel.
That's exactly what it is. Listen, Andres, we're going to have to take a run. Great. Make sure. Hold on, Wanda. Do I have enough time here?
Yeah, go ahead.
You got
okay,
7 minutes.
Well, 7 minutes. Listen to you. We're going to wrap. So tell people how they can get a hold of Creco AI and what they can do with that and who some of your South Florida-based people are.
yet again, Jim, another great Freedon technology. I guess it's Freedon Cree Tech moving forward. And I couldn't be happier to be joined with Olivia Ramos and Deep Blocks now moving forward. And looking forward to the next show. We have NAR coming up, as well as other associations joining us, all to talk about the technology shift and what their needs are, what's coming, what's going. And most importantly, how to make more money much faster with less cost.
Oh, listen, I really appreciate it. And thank you so much also to Olivia Ramos from Deep Blocks. And also want to thank Michael Beckerman of Atypical.
CRE Tech.
Atypical. One of our new partners. We're going to have great stuff we're going to do with him. And I want to thank everybody for listening today. I want to hope that you all have a great weekend. We'll be back next week with more Freedom Business. I want to, of course, thank, as always, our first responders to listen. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Carlson Integrated, CREC.AI.
CREC.AI, yep. And don't forget to tune back in the first Thursday of next month for the next Freedon CRE Tech.
Exactly. Also want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Turkel Brands, but the person I want to thank most is our listener. Thank you to each and every one of you. I want to thank you specifically, each person, for spending time speaking with me, listening to me, my listeners. Thank you so much. Please go ahead to our Facebook page, like our show. Please tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. Thank you so much to Carlson Integrated and Rebecca Carlson for helping us keep Freed on Business fresh. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, ASAP. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8:00 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this.
Replay on Tuesday.
Yes, and we have the replays on Tuesday. Thank you so much for Wanda. If you missed today's show, it'll be on Tuesday. Then the next one will be on next Thursday. There you go. Hey, remember, the person wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you so much, everybody. Wanda, it's all yours.
We come to a tragic period in our nation when we equate dissent with disloyalty.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
You want free speech? Let's see you acknowledge a man whose words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours. You want to claim this land is a land of the free? Then the symbol of your country cannot just be a flag.
Almighty, we are free at last.
On 880, The Biz.